Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome to a podcast where I try to help you to be a better communicator using the English language, looking at grammar points, phrases and expressions that will help you to communicate in a really natural way, speaking like a native. Okay, so what do I have for you in this podcast? Well, we're going to look at some collocations and some expressions, and I'll try and give you some good examples as we're going through that. So what we're going to talk about are collocations connected with traffic. Okay, so we'll look at some a verb and traffic plus nouns. Okay, so let me give you the first one. Verb plus traffic. So to direct traffic, like the policeman stands or used to stand in the middle of the street and he would direct traffic left and right, turning left, turning right, going straight, in whichever direction. So to direct traffic, to show it which way it should go. To divert traffic. So when we want to divert traffic, we want to put it in another direction because there's a blockage in the road or there's a blockage ahead or there's been some accident. So we divert traffic. Hold up traffic. So to hold up traffic means to stop it for a period of time, not permanently, but again, because of an accident or some breakdown, there is a hold up in the traffic. So to hold up traffic. To reduce traffic, many governments introduce social plans, increasing the number of quality bus corridors, improve the effectiveness of public transport with the aim of reducing traffic, to reduce traffic building up in the city. And that's the next one. Traffic builds up. Traffic builds up early in the morning in the rush hour. Traffic builds up late in the evening in the rush hour home. So between the hours of 7 and 8 in the morning and between 5:30, 6:30 or 7 o'clock in the evening, traffic builds up. And then after the rush hour in the morning and after the rush hour in the evening, the traffic thins out, meaning it's not so heavy and it starts heavy at 6 and then gradually 6 to 7, 7 to 8, the traffic begins to thin out. Okay, so it becomes lighter. Okay, so there are examples of the traffic with the verb, or verb plus traffic. Now let's look at some traffic with a noun. So we can look at traffic congestion. So when traffic congestion, when really heavy traffic, you can't move in any direction. And you'll hear the report on the traffic radio. Unfortunately, traffic congestion has brought the main motorway or the feed road to a standstill. Traffic accident. Two cars, car and a bus, a lorry, whatever it might be, a traffic accident. So traffic stops because of the traffic accident. A traffic jam. Every city, every big city is used to traffic jams. And a traffic jam is when everything is stuck, gridlock, nothing moving in any direction. Different cities have different levels of traffic jams. Some people think 20 cars is a traffic jam, but if you go to big cities or around Europe and the rest of the world, you'll soon understand what a real traffic jam is like. Traffic warden. Well, traffic warden is one of these people who walks up and down the street in a uniform, putting parking tickets on your car when you're parked in the wrong place or you've parked too long without putting any additional money in the meter, and the traffic warden, usually with great pleasure, slaps a ticket on the front of your car. Okay, so he places a ticket there for you to see, and unfortunately you have to pay a fine. So traffic plus noun, traffic congestion, traffic accident, a traffic jam, and a traffic warden. And then one last little group, a noun plus preposition plus traffic. a break in the traffic. So when you're driving in a traffic jam and you're trying to get in from a side road, you're looking for a break in the traffic to squeeze in so you can get onto the motorway. So that break in the traffic is when a gap opens up between two cars. A build-up of traffic. So we had the verb traffic builds up. So a build-up of traffic is when the traffic starts getting heavier and heavier. So here we're using build-up as a noun, a build-up of traffic. Okay. The noise of traffic. Well, the noise of traffic in big cities can be heard all day and all night. A steady hum or rumble of traffic, like thunder. Yeah, the noise of traffic. A queue of traffic. So we're trying to get into a car park or the railway station or somewhere like this, and there's a line of traffic or a queue of traffic trying to get into the car park. So it's not a traffic jam because that's out in the main street, but this is leading off the street where you're trying to get into some place to park your car, a queue of traffic. The volume of traffic was particularly heavy today because of the holiday. So holiday time, people jump in the car to try and get out of the city, beat the traffic, try to get ahead of everybody else. So the volume of traffic builds up at the beginning and at the end of those holiday weekends. Okay, excellent. So we've had verb plus traffic, traffic plus noun, and now noun plus prep plus traffic. So these are all different collocations about traffic. I hope you understand them, and you, if you have any queries on that, of course, you can contact me, as always, on my webpage, www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Always happy to take your calls, and always happy to talk to you. So, as always, thanks for listening. Join me again soon.